Harper Audio presents Beauty's Release by Anne Rice, writing as A.N. Roquelaure, performed by Samantha Prescott and Corbin Steele. The story thus far. In The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty. After her century-long slumber, the Sleeping Beauty opened her eyes at the kiss of the prince to find her garments stripped away and her heart, as well as her body, under the rule of her deliverer. At once, Beauty was claimed as the prince's naked pleasure slave to be taken to his kingdom. With the grateful consent of her parents, and dazed with desire for the prince, Beauty was then brought to the court of Queen Eleanor, the prince's mother, to serve as one of hundreds of naked princes and princesses, all playthings of the court, until such time as they would be rewarded and sent home to their kingdoms. Dazzled by the rigors of the training hall, the hall of punishments, the ordeal of the bridal path, and her own mounting passion to please, Beauty remained the undisputed favorite of the prince, and the delight of her sometime mistress, the lovely young Lady Juliana. Yet she could not ignore her secret and forbidden infatuation with the queen's exquisite slave, Prince Alexei, and finally the disobedient slave, Prince Tristan. After glimpsing Prince Tristan among the disgraced of the castle, Beauty, in a moment of seemingly inexplicable rebellion, brought upon herself the very same punishment destined for Tristan, to be sent away from the voluptuous court to the degradation of harsh labor in the nearby village. In Beauty's Punishment. Sold on the village auction block at dawn, Tristan soon found himself tethered and harnessed to the carriage of a handsome young master, Nicholas, the queen's chronicler, and Beauty, put to work in Mistress Lockley's inn, became the plaything of the captain of the guard, the inn's chief lodger. But within days of their separation and sale, Beauty and Tristan were both seduced by the iron discipline of the village. The sweet terrors of the place of public punishment, the punishment shop, the farm and the stable, the soldier's night at the inn inflamed them as well as frightening them, causing them to forget their former selves utterly. Even the harsh judgment of the runaway slave, Prince Laurent, his body bound to a punishment cross for exhibit, only served to tantalize them. And, as Beauty gloried in chastisements at last equal to her spirit, Tristan became hopelessly enamored of his new master. Yet, no sooner had the pair met and confided their shameless happiness to each other than a band of powerful enemy soldiers attacked the village, kidnapping Beauty and Tristan along with other choice slaves, including Prince Laurent, to be taken by sea to the land of a new master, the Sultan. Within hours of the attack, the stolen princes and princesses learned that they would not be ransomed. By agreement between their sovereigns, they had been condemned to serve in the Sultan's palace until such time as they would be safely returned to their queen for further judgment. Kept in long, rectangular golden cages in the hold of the Sultan's ship, the slaves accepted their new destiny. As our story continues, it is night on the quiet vessel, and the long voyage is nearing its close. And Prince Laurent is alone with his thoughts about his slavery.
Laurent, Captives at Sea. Nighttime. But something had changed. As soon as I opened my eyes, I knew we were close to land. Even in the shadowy silence of the cabin, I could smell the living things of the land. And so the journey is coming to an end, I thought. And we will finally know what awaits us in this new captivity, in which we are destined to be even lower and more abject than before. I was as relieved as I was frightened, as curious as I was filled with dread. And by the light of the one night lantern, I saw Tristan lying awake, his face tense, as he peered into the darkness. He too knew that the voyage was almost ended. The naked princesses still slept, however, looking like exotic beasts in their golden cages. The piquant little beauty was a yellow flame in the gloom. Rosalind's curly black hair draped her white back to the curve of her plump little buttocks. And above, the long, delicate-boned Elena lay on her back, her straight brown hair combed out over her pillow. Lovely flesh, these three, our tender fellow prisoners. Beauty's rounded little arms and legs begging to be pinched as she lay snuggled in her sheets. Elena's head thrown back in the total abandon of sleep, her long, slender legs wide apart, one knee against the bars of the cage.